This episode of Critical Hit is sponsored by Audible. Visit audiblepodcast.com/criticalhit for your free audiobook download today. Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast. Once again, we want to thank our sponsor for this week's show, audiblepodcast.com/criticalhit. That's the place where you want to go in order to get your free audio book download. All sorts of books over there, hundreds of thousands of books, sci-fi, fantasy, adventure, almost everything you can imagine. Last week, we talked about The Hobbit. This week, Monster Hunter Legion, Monster Hunter, Book 4. It's unabridged. It's read by Oliver Wyman. Sounds like a fascinating story. Monster Hunter International might be the premier monster eradication company in the business, but they've got competition. Sounds really cool. There's some monster god that might destroy Sin City at a convention. Oh, you can get that for free if you sign up now at audiblepodcast.com/criticalhit. Hundreds of thousands of books to choose from. There's something that's got to be right for you. We've used Audible in the past, and we've enjoyed it, and we think you will too. Give our sponsor a chance, audiblepodcast.com/criticalhit. And now, Rodrigo, let's get to some adventuring.
Last time, Lord High Badman showed up.
That's his actual name.
I don't know what his name is, but that's what I'm calling him.
All right, so, don't tempt me. Last time, let me just add a
little note to people.
Let me just add a damage die here.
Yay.
Last time on Critical Hit.
Look out.
Look out.
I'm falling over. Hey, wait, it's Lord Evil Big Fat Guy.
That's just a mirror, Matthew.
Oh god.
That one wasn't even any good.
I know.
Yeah. And that's like amateur hour.
Go stand in the corner.
Come on, Rob. We expect better from you.
Yeah.
You're better than that, man.
Do we?
That's a good point. It turns out the camera's just pointed at Rob.
See, that's how you do it. Come on.
That one was just piggybacking off a crap joke.
Basically the same joke.
I'm going to stop. I really am.
That was my one.
All right. So, last time, our intrepid band of adventurers had crossed into the Fen of Winters, found themselves accosted by these creatures who... their main unifying feature are these segmented golden helmet type deals, although they seem to be attached to their bodies, like they're not wearing them. It's like they are their heads and shoulders. They got themselves flooded out like rats for a little while and separated and had only just found each other again. When suddenly those bird versions of those creatures, basically fairly sizable crow-like birds with the golden helmet thing going on, found them, and another one of these creatures, one whose body shape they hadn't seen before, also appeared. This one is really skinny. Its body is completely, it's like pitch black. And its legs basically come to a point. It seemed to be using its, like the other ones, its head opened and this, you know, psionic beam started kind of dancing around Trell, at which point Orym tried to get her out of the way. And as that happened, it jumped down from its perch and the birds went into a frenzy. So we are going to start with a fight.
Yay.
So This is an area that is next to the wall of the city. Everything on this side, sort of the side that is down to where the camera would be if you're looking at it on the site, is ruins and rubble. These blue hash marks are difficult terrain. That side over there is a wall. There's basically no particular place. Well, we'll build a little runaway area back here. We'll say this actually goes off into the city, so you can fair escape over here if you want.
Hey, what? I'm sorry, what word did you use? Fair escape?
Yep.
I'm not familiar with that as a gaming terminology since we haven't used that before. I know we've used runaway, but just fair escape means you get out without any damage or penalty.
Well, without any additional, well...
You don't have to tell them. Fair escape means that you run away,
mm-hmm.
and you're out of the fight
mm-hmm.
for good. As long as that fight continues, you cannot re-enter that fight.
Okay.
So, yes, there's a chance of running away and not taking any more damage or dying. But that means that if somebody doesn't make it out of the fight, they are in the fight by themselves, or whoever doesn't make it is still there. So
it just happened a couple times.
Yeah, we've seen that. So that creature is over there. We'll call that one low because its arms are down. There's another one of those that jumps down. On the other side, we'll call that one high because its arms are up high. It's like, what's up?
So high and lowest?
Yes.
Come at me, bro.
Yes. This stuff here is a swarm of birds.
Ah.
And so is this one. Oh. Now, the birds can enter your square and you can enter the bird squares, but generally the rules are going to work out the same. So if you just walk instead of shifting into their squares... provoke opportunity attacks. Normally, they are basically threatening everything inside them and everything around them. Furthermore, any space that has birds in it is difficult terrain. So, about that shifting thing, there's probably only one of you who can actually do that.
That'd be me.
I think that's me.
It's her.
Well, I can run through birds.
You can also get pecked at by birds horribly.
I did say shift.
No, good call. I can't shift.
So, at the beginning of this fight, Trell is down, Orym is down, just prone. The birds have descended on Ket, and Randus and Torque find themselves in between two swarms. I would now like all of you to roll initiatives.
With the Orym plus one bonus?
If you are within five of them.
Which we all are, yes.
Ugh.
Okay, Orym.
9.
Wow.
What's your best initiative?
Don't you get your own plus one bonus?
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah,
10.
Still 9.
10.
Oh, 10. 10, yeah. Yeah.
It's 9. Still 9. Wait.
Cat.
I forgot. He lost me.
Sorry.
19.
19. Randus.
22.
And Torque.
26.
And Trell.
27.
Huh. Nice.
Ghost got a one up.
Yep.
Did you add the plus one for Orym, Matthew?
Yep. Oh, sorry.
I did. Next episode, I'm getting an arm tattoo and making out with Camus.
No.
Next episode, you're getting an arm tattoo and making out with an Eladrin. We can probably arrange for that.
Hey, Orym, come here for a minute.
I'm sure. I mean, hell, the fandom's been screaming for it.
I was going to say, it's already been written, I'm sure.
Yeah. I want to try something here. I read it on the internet.
Yeah, Torque does not need the internet.
Torque and the internet would be an awesome combination.
Or
you imagine
horrible.
Torque with Snopes with Snopes.com.
No.
I imagine Ket with the internet tweeting Torque.
I'm sure by the end of this, Randus will have invented the internet.
Yes, by the end of this game, Randus will be the internet.
Yes. There you go.
Okay.
So what do I have crazy quarter orc says?
Yes. Yeah.
Stuff my torque says.
Yes.
I like that
stuff.
One.
All right. So at the top of the round, High will go.
Appropriate.
Yikes.
Low have better rolled crap.
Lower than High.
These guys have really good initiative bonuses.
Yeah.
So
you think?
Yeah. Even if he rolled like crap, he'd still probably not quite a 10.
These guys will totally kill you. It'll be awesome.
Yes, they will. All right.
I've been trying to kill you for 4 years, and I figured out how.
Okay. First off, it is going to
eat everyone.
Eat everyone. It is going to open up its head, and there are going to be these three little spheres inside. In this chamber that's also golden, and the spheres are also made of gold, or appear golden. They will spin around, spin in one direction, stop, spin in a different direction, stop, generate this energy, and blast it at, we'll say Ket. No, we'll say Randus.
He's getting cover at least?
Say what?
So he's getting cover at least?
Yes, he's getting all of the cover.
All the covers.
That's what happens when you're behind Torque.
So this energy kind of flows around Ket and Torque and then gets Randus in the back. And those of you who can see it can see that three circle image appear just kind of as this glowing, jittering image on Randus's back. You are now its prey, which is important for its powers.
And I turn around in a circle trying to look at it.
Yeah. All right. And then it is going to walk over here and try to kill Ket.
No, we don't want to kill Ket.
Of course we don't.
I hate you so much.
Today.
That will be a 29 versus AC.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Gonna have to break out the calculator. Don't worry, it's not just that the damage is high, it's also that I'm bad at math.
But the damage is high.
Also, but the damage is high, yeah. Not mutually exclusive. Okay, let's see. You take 22 damage.
Yo,
oh.
Yeah, the damage is high.
That's a healing surge.
Yes.
Oh, no.
You're not even its prey.
Yes, you are not even its prey.
Sucks to be you.
Yeah, that's going to hurt. And that's its turn. Next up is Trell.
Trell, do things. Like, kill them.
Okay. I'm on it. Trell's going...
Sorry, one more thing before we start. That low over there has already marked Trell as its prey.
Ah!
Is that what the...
Oh, right.
Yep.
Because of the dots. Okay.
Yep.
I remember what happened last time now.
Ken is up to speed. Moving on.
No, Rob is up to speed.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. She's going to stand up either way. Move action. And aim at low and do a...
Rob's making a noise at you.
Yes. What? Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. mark him. Yes, I want to mark him with my pink markers.
Of course, the pink.
Thank you, Rob.
For those of you following along on your player's handbook, she means Hunter's Quarry.
No, although I mean mark him with my pink markers.
All right. Sorry.
She's gonna run up there.
She's got a bunch of Crayolas, but they're all pink.
Yep.
They're all pink.
I thought that was a euphemism.
Okay. she whistles at that one and then uses two pink feathered arrows because this is going to be awesome. And tries to get him in the calf muscle.
Nice.
With twin strike and her buff.
Okay.
Twenty-five versus AC
will not hit.
Am I the closest person to this guy?
You are the closest person to this guy.
Yes.
26 versus AC
26 versus AC will hit.
Yay, we know the AC.
I'm not the first time you've ever worked.
Well, even a stop power is worth
the 12 is for the
is that my problem? I need to start winding up my powers.
That's what it is, alphabetized.
15 regular damage.
Okay.
And my quarry. 5 damage on top of that.
Okay.
And second attack.
Okay.
His other tiny, tiny, pointy leg. Are his legs themselves tiny?
They are thin, but these guys are about probably 6 feet tall.
Okay.
So they're gangly buggers.
Yeah.
If you say that they are slender men, I'll probably throw up.
I did not say that.
They are not,
but they actually
suits.
Are.
Shut up.
You can't tell that they're male.
Okay.
Necessarily.
Slender beings.
Well, this is 25 versus AC.
Is that with your plus one?
Yes.
Okay. That will not hit.
One lower. Okay. And I think that's my turn.
You still haven't fielded with any of our gear, have you?
What?
Sorry, I was talking to Randis.
Okay. Brian shakes his head. No.
Next up is Torque. Oh, so, hang on. Let me see what the deal is with these birds. Okay, carry on.
Well, that's right.
What the deal is with these... I don't like it when you think. It is never good. All right, so where am I located?
You're right there.
Okay. Does it seem, in Torque's estimation, that someone is in charge and needs to die? Or is that merely Matthew's ascertainment of the flavor text?
High or low, maybe?
Why don't you give me a wisdom check?
Wisdom check? All right. So what do? I roll a 20 and add that to my wisdom?
Roll a 20 and add that to your wisdom modifier, plus half level.
My wisdom.
So whatever your wisdom mod is on your sheet, because you have the new sheets.
Okay. Half level would be 6, right?
Yeah, it's already factored in the new sheets.
My wisdom modifier, the little 8 over there?
Yes.
Yep, that should be what you add to the d20 roll.
So I roll what I roll, and then I add 8?
Yes. Yep.
27.
Okay. This is definitely a tandem, everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing situation. There's nobody calling the shots. Everybody here is doing their job.
Okay. Who am I closest to?
Swarm of birds that are eating Ket.
A swarm of birds that are eating, not any longer. I am going to attack a swarm of birds.
Okay.
And I'm going to do this with the expectation that it would be an attack. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay. So attacking a swarm of items is really no different mechanically than attacking a single creature?
Right.
Okay. So a swarm of birds is attacking Ket.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Torque reaches to the back of his belt and takes out his Framistat of fire and flings it at a flock of birds.
You are standing next to said flock of birds.
Oh, never mind. I'm going to hit them. Yeah, I was thinking I was further away.
No.
You're right next to them. Here's the flock of birds.
Oh, well, then I'll just whack them with this.
And then you guys
Skyping in probably can't see it, but this is slightly lighter than that other one, so we'll call this one the light one and that one the dark one.
Okay. I'm going to attack.
With? Okay.
And I'm just now realizing how difficult that's going to be to do anything awesome.
Leap from bird to bird. It's like...
Is there one creature within one of me?
Or
yes. Flock creatures?
There's one the flock one? Of creatures within one of you.
Right. So there's no sense in using that.
What's the range on come and get it?
Burst 3, the only thing that would do is it pulls them if they can pull. If they can be pulled and end adjacent to me.
I assume the actual figures can be pulled through the swarms much like we can?
Yep.
You could get 3 of the 4 things pulled right next to you.
Okay,
right?
Let's try that.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Of course, that would put Randus inside one of the swarms.
Yay. Mm-hmm.
But Randus is 30% metal, so they won't be able to eat him as fast as you.
Actually, Ket probably has more hit points.
Well, not
I'm
right now.
Come and get it.
And,
I'm gonna pull these guys in.
Okay. Roll it.
Oh, fouls. 25 versus Will.
25 versus Will.
Not.
Will not hit.
Come on, you wussy little birds. Jerk.
But you did attack everything.
True.
So how are you going to do this?
So we need to mark them all.
Yes.
So if this attack fails, they don't
that should work. Right.
I can only pull them if I hit. Got it. I can't remember.
I believe that's how it works nowadays.
It's not that I don't use that power, that it doesn't miss. I'm just still mad that they nerfed it.
Justin?
Well, it was awful before.
Yeah, it was.
Awesome, you mean?
Sure.
Depending
we
on
we use these
point,
instead for the swarms?
Just to stand on top.
Use yellow and gold for the swarms.
For the actual creatures.
For the actual creature swarms.
Sure.
And then they'll both be marked.
I'm so confused.
I
don't know.
It'll also be easier to see.
Yeah.
Doing and Rob's doing it.
Well, the reason why I had the...
You might want to do a different color for the other swarm, maybe?
It is. It is.
Oh, okay.
One's white, one's yellow.
So the yellow swarm is a swarm, and the white swarm is a swarm.
Correct.
Beautiful.
So the dark one's now the light one?
That is easier to see. Thank you.
Yes, the dark one is now the light one.
We'll just go with the yellow and white.
They both have been face healed, turned...
Yes, think. These are colors that I understand. Let's not get fancy. Okay, so that failed. But, what have I got in terms of minor actions that would do a thing? Nothing!
Canary and eggshell?
Shut up.
There's the white gold.
Shut up.
That's good
enough.
Is that
even English? Clearly. More of a puce color. Is there any benefit to shifting or moving or anything?
It
looks like I could move in between them.
You could. I don't know.
Flanking me to, you know, let them kill me easier.
Well, right now it's reasonably difficult for them to actually flank you.
So here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
If I were to use my move action to get in between them, and if I were to action point, since we hit a milestone, I would then be able to attack both of them as I would be adjacent to both of them.
They're a square away from each other.
Yeah, you're already in between them. There's a gap in between the two of them that you and
Randus
occupy.
And that's Randus. And the swarms are on either side of you both.
Okay. No, I'm going to call that my turn then.
Okay. At the end of your turn, as you stand next to this raging flock of birds, you take 10 beak damage.
Ah!
I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like that either, because similar situation.
Randus.
Hmm.
Prepare for beak damage.
Indeed. Okay, I think I'm just going to go with what I was planning. I'll shift over here, get adjacent fight next to Worm, and then I will try to magic weapon by punching the white bird swarm in their respective bird faces. And roll a nat one.
Okay.
No, wait,
go,
really?
Go, Randus.
Really?
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously.
The king is back, baby.
Woo!
Action point. Much? Try again and then step away.
Yes, we do have an action point.
You can't quite get away.
No. What else would you have? That would give me extra temporary hit points. I'll just call it. You say 10 beak damage?
Yep.
All right. I'll take that 10 beak damage.
Okay. All right. Before, let's see. Sorry, I forgot to check something. Let's see. Next up is Lo. And it is going to try an Etrel. Here in a second.
Boo.
Have you gone?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Boo. It's like a ghost noise.
Which came first, crowd boos or ghost boos?
Oh, good question.
Thank the Mustache Rangers for that question.
Let's see. What's its
speed? You so much, Brian.
I'll get back to you on that.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Nope.
Yeah. Scoot that over. There you go. Thank you.
Go over it.
And?
Respective preys preying on each other.
Yes. And thus the hunter has become the hunted and reverted back to that one thing that it was before. It's very poetic if you're not saying it this way. Let's see. It is going to use...
Should have said to poet.
Let's see. Is going to use Sunder from Sight.
What? Wait. wait.
You look it up.
Hold on. I want to use an interrupt.
Okay.
Because you told me the name of that thing.
Which means it has a name and can be interrupted.
It just means it's...
What's the trigger on the power?
Immediate interrupt. Oh my god, where is it? You or an ally is attacked by a creature.
Oh, there you go.
She is you.
You're in an ally and you're attacked by a creature.
It works.
Excuse me.
It's untied.
All right. She's going to use her scimitar for this. Huh. Actually, yeah, this is great. This is great because I don't think this guy's taken any damage yet.
Nope.
Wait, I attacked him.
Yeah, you hit him earlier.
Yeah, I attacked him. Damn me being so awesome. Sorry. I know.
Oh, challenge-seeking weapon.
Yes.
I know the pain.
Okay.
Whatever, dude. I had a challenge-seeking weapon on the slowest character ever, and I still got to use it. You just got to learn. You just got to know when to use it.
I think I've used it like once.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know when to fold them.
Yep.
So he's coming at her, and do you want to give me some kind of idea of what this attack looks like when it's about to be used?
Yes. It opens up its head, the little spheres are spinning around, and the mark that it put on your, we'll say, forehead starts just totally freaking out.
Okay.
Not that she could tell.
She can see it.
On her forehead?
So she's,
yeah. That's how much it's freaking out.
So she is like, it's almost like she's slapping it, but with a giant bladed thing in her hand.
So a cut then.
Yes, a cut, but...
with the flat of the blade?
Like, whip its head to the side.
Okay.
Okay. Disruptive strike. 26 versus AC.
26 versus AC will hit.
I was just imagining just sticking a blade right into the spinning balls and the grinding sparks.
Just making them clang, at least. oh, good. 15 damage, but... Oh, is this the same round?
It is the same round.
I can't do Hunter's Quarry. Okay, that's all right. 15 damage, and the target takes a penalty to its attack roll for the triggering attack equal to 5.
Okay. That will be a... ...25 versus AC.
Ah, just hits.
Don't let him know that. He'd have to look it up otherwise.
Is that with your with a negative 5 to it?
Yep.
Ooh, geez.
Wow.
Ah. Oh, yeah, that hits.
Okay. Let's see. Let's do that one instead. Okay. Let's do damage first.
That might explode your head.
Yeah, it's not looking good.
So, everybody got ideas for their next characters?
I told you.
I know you do.
Take 20 damage.
Ah!
And you take ongoing 5 damage. And you cannot be seen or targeted by your allies.
Oh.
Save ends both.
Boo!
So, basically, this thing, like, starts its, thing starts spinning around, the thing on Charles starts freaking out, and they basically like slice at each other, and there's this burst of energy from Trell, and now this thing is standing there by itself. Also, you don't remember Trell.
Oh.
We don't remember Trell?
No.
Whoa. That's messed up.
That is messed up.
Is this ongoing 5?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'll make a note of that. And a save will end that, and also the amnesia for your compatriots.
Is that, are those two different saves, or are they tied together?
Save ends both.
Single save, both go away.
Okay, thank you. All right. Alrighty. Cool, but terrible.
Okay.
That's pretty much a good description of Rodrigo's things.
Oh, that's true.
Next up, it's the Yellow Swarm.
Oh, crap.
Canaries.
Let's see, what do these guys do? Oh, cool.
I don't like when you say things like that.
Okay.
Is to death
Orym
to
and
all
Randus
half-elf.
Are adjacent to it, right?
To the white.
To the white, to the white one. No,
I guess
right.
It depends on where I'm
one.
At.
It's your base.
Am I here?
It's your base.
I'm here. Oops, yes. Sorry.
Oh, the white one's up right now?
No, the yellow one's up. I was
so I'm not adjacent
at the wrong
to
one.
It then.
Yeah, so it's just Torque and Ket.
I'm so, adjacent.
Yes, you're adjacent.
Okay.
Soon to be ingested.
I've been hanging out with Brian too much.
It's probably a good thing coming to get it didn't work.
Yeah.
For the double beaking.
Yep. Anyway, here's an attack on Torque and Ket. And the good thing about this is that since the attack includes Torque, the mark doesn't matter.
Boo.
Damn it.
Let's see.
There's also that.
30 versus AC.
Yes.
Afraid so.
These things do a lot of damage.
I think everything does a lot of damage.
This is a race of very powerful creatures, apparently.
That's what I'm gathering.
Ah, come back.
Look out.
No.
Gone forever.
Ah, there you go. That's not too bad.
That's 3 dice.
True. And a bucket of damage added onto that. But not so bad in the grand scheme of things.
Don't worry about the 3 dice. It's the static bonus you got to worry about.
And definitely for those other guys.
Oh, yippee.
15 damage to Ket and Torque.
15?
Generic damage.
Yes.
Not 50.
1-5.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's not as bad.
That's a lot less damage than I was expecting.
Right. Next up is... Do they want to move? No, they don't want to move. Next up is Ket.
All right, Ket. Suggestion, you're adjacent.
You move out of there.
Yeah.
By a couple of squares, if you can.
I think I'm going to be able to.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's regain hit points, isn't it? Spiffy.
Do that thing.
Oh. I'm trying to decide how much I want to game this game.
All of it.
Because I can inadvertently grant Trell a saving throw.
Can you?
If I hit him with my Eyes of the Vestige and she's the next person to hit him, she gets a saving throw.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that.
All right.
Like, the whole, like, you guys don't remember that Trell is in this fight is a special effect. The important thing is that you can't target her with anything. So if you just so happen to do something like that, that's fine, because that's all mechanical.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, the only reason I would hit him is because that's the one that Trell's closest to.
That's fine. It's still a mechanical idea. It's fine.
Okay.
Yay, Ket and Rob. Ket Rob.
Rob Ket.
Rob.
All right. Ket Rob. Let's try this. I'm just going to shift. Do I have my weapons out?
I'm going to say no.
We need to get you a robot friend. Or teach your demon friend to help you hand weapons.
Yeah.
Yes. Suddenly you forget a language and now you can quick draw.
Actually, I think I have his language from other sources anyways.
Oh, there you go.
Well, crap. Stupid, no quick draw feats. Two weapons and God.
You could have fixed that last session.
I can pull both of my weapons out in one miner or not?
Yeah, one miner you can get everything you need out.
Okay. I can't fix that in one retraining. My dex is only an 11.
Yeah.
I'd have to get rid of my imp. And, yeah. I'll get rid of my imp.
Try to the session.
And retroactively, that would change the universe.
I will still try this. I will shift here.
Okay.
I will pull out my highest two weapons, the wand and the whip. Because I think I still have the other wand and whip.
I think so.
And then... stupid minor action using crap. I'll spend my action point.
Okay.
Which lets me heal 12 hit points.
Okay.
Which is a good thing. And that allows me to shift one square when I... No, that doesn't allow me to shift, does it?
Gets Randos out of beak range.
Yay!
Or is it just when they spend an action
point?
It's
when they spend an action point.
Oh.
Yeah.
Next time, maybe.
But I can still shift again with my action point.
Okay.
And then I will Eyes of the Vestige pinky.
Now that... Well, I guess it doesn't matter. Go ahead. I was going to say, the action point might speculate that it's to use an attack, but you're attacking this turn anyway, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Either way.
All right. Yellow ray comes out of the wand. 27 versus Will?
27 versus Will.
That's a good number.
We'll hit.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yay!
He takes... 14 psychic damage.
Okay.
And I can choose him or a creature within 3 squares of the target and within the target's line of sight to place my Warlock's Curse on.
which I'll just place it on him.
Okay.
And then I can do curse damage? Yes?
I think so. That's what we figured. Because otherwise it allows you to deal curse damage to something, right?
It's yeah.
Yeah.
If the creature is already cursed by you, you can deal the extra curse damage to that creature instead of the target.
Right.
Is my curse damage? Yeah, my curse damage is 2d6 right now. Nice! 11 curse damage.
Okay.
And one ally who hits the target before the end of my next turn can roll a saving throw.
Yes. Thanks.
So.
Which I presume would be the next ally.
I guess I could still technically...
The next person to hit them, right?
It says one ally who hits the target before the end of my next turn can roll a saving throw.
Yep.
For the sake of simplicity, I'm going to say that it basically the next person to hit them gets the saving throw.
Okay.
Sounds
good. Don't attack her target.
Wasn't planning on it.
Okay. I didn't expect you to be. Is that all my actions?
I think so.
Shift.
Weapons, that's all curse. The actions.
Two moves, a minor, and an action point for an attack.
Yeah. All right.
Done?
Yep, I'm done.
All right. Are you next to anything?
Nope. No.
There you go.
Good man.
White Swarm is next to Orin and Randus.
Yes.
So it will roll to beak them.
No.
Yeah, because you're adjacent to it.
Yep. Corners are still adjacent.
Yeah, that's where I always get.
Yeah, and, you know, the round bases make it a little bit more,
right,
a little harder to tell, yeah.
Right. You get square bases.
That's relatively low.
Wow, that's...
Let's see.
Ah.
This might not hit.
God, I hope not.
22 versus AC?
No!
24 versus AC?
Miss.
Okay.
Yay us!
Yay them!
And...
he's prone.
It will...
shift closer?
Yes.
Boo. I was afraid of that. Oh, well. Doesn't really change what I had in mind.
Shift. Actually, if it's here, shifts there.
Can it shift there since Orm's laying on hindering terrain?
Oh, these guys fly. Yeah.
So, yeah, I could shift that way and get Trell and the beaking.
I couldn't get Trell. Oh, yes.
Yeah, because it's adjacent or inside. So if he moves there, that gets it, like, the four of you.
Yep. Yep.
So if we're inside the creature, we're adjacent to the creature.
Yes.
So no ranged attacks.
Right.
Close attacks still.
Yeah.
Okay. Close bursts, close blasts.
Okay.
Which on swarms might be a good idea.
Yeah.
So they would be range zero, basically.
Yeah, but the problem is if I do that, I'm going to hit everybody.
Oh, you don't have anything that targets enemies.
Orim.
No, you can.
So I guess for my move action, I will stand.
Maybe.
Okay.
My minor action, I will pull my sword from my scabbard of sacred might.
Okay.
And then I will, at this point...
Wait, no. That lets you do it as a quick draw, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I can do it as part of my...
Attack,
yeah. So... this is kind of tough. I think since I'm right next to this giant swarm, I will use my one sword to on the birds, on the flock of birds.
Okay.
That will be 28 versus reflex.
28 versus reflex will hit.
Excellent.
Beautiful.
Okay, so that is 2d8 plus 10, so that'll be 23 damage. Okay, and...
23, you said?
Yes. And now I get to make a secondary attack I'm guessing I still have... Is it still the plus 17?
Yeah, same attack.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ooh, that one is 21 versus will.
Will not hit.
Will not hit, huh?
Nope. What did you hit him with against Will?
21.
What did I hit him with? I hit him with a 27.
And I missed with a 25.
So there are 26 or 27.
So apparently I don't have any bonuses to change that at all.
You can throw in your Wand of Accuracy. That's an encounter,
oh,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But that only gets you up to 26.
It's a plus 5, so that'll get me up to 26 versus Will. And you said, Matthew, you failed?
Well, Matthew failed at 25. I succeeded at 27.
Oh, so exciting.
So that's...
because of what the one sword will do, I will throw in my Wand of Accuracy to do that second hit. So 26 versus Will.
26 versus Will... is a hit.
Yay!
Excellent. So the nice thing is the swarm is now dazed until the end of my next turn, and the one sword carries on.
Okay.
And I have written a song in honor of this moment, and it's called Orum Use the Pointy Bits, Doodar, Doodar. Orum Use the Pointy Bits, and he killed a bird. Thank you. Are we snapping our fingers like I'm in a beat poem?
Yes, we are. How far does Thunderwave push?
One square.
Just one square?
Yeah. But it's a close burst. Three.
Close blast.
Close blast three, I mean.
Which means you could target it here.
Yeah, but I'd rather, because of my destructive wizardry, I'd rather hit two creatures with it, because then it adds plus three to the damage.
But you don't want to hit.
But the problem is, it hits every creature. So it hits Randus. It hits it hits Randus, depending on how the burst is configured.
Yeah.
Close burst
and
or blast.
Close blast.
Yeah, you could do it and hit Trell.
There's no real reason to hit me at all.
I mean, at this point, since in order to make another attack, you would have to spend an action.
Unless you
want to
hit.
At which point, you would get a free shift,
right?
Because I'm Ket. And you could shift here, which would allow you to blast that way.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Did you just say I'm Ket in the Shatner voice? Because
I'm Ket.
But the thing is, I was... Well, I don't know. My thinking here is that I was wanting to use my Spiral Tower action, which will allow me to recharge a spent encounter power on my action point, as opposed to just making a secondary attack.
Well, that's something to consider.
Yeah. So the question is, if I take the action point as an attack, you're saying I get to shift first?
Yeah. Whenever that skirmishing leader, when an ally can see, spends an action point to take an extra action, that ally can shift one square as a free action before or after the extra action.
Well, I think in this case, considering what we have going on, I will take that action point, shift... And I was planning on doing Thunderwave. That's why I was asking if you were going to move. And I'll use Thunderwave against Goldie and... Yes, Goldie and Highman.
Okay.
Ooh,
yes.
Very good. That will be 33 versus Fortitude. Yeah, 33 versus Fortitude.
33 versus Fortitude will hit.
Okay. That will be 15 plus 3 is 18 damage to both of those.
Okay.
And I push the target a number of squares. I get to push them one square away.
And that's the yellow swarm.
So can I push them that way?
Yeah.
Even though there's a difficult terrain marker there?
Yeah, they would get to roll to try and avoid that if they wanted, but they're not. They'll just let you push them.
Whoops, can you move that guy where he's supposed to be?
Him there or there?
No, there.
Okay.
And that will expend my turn.
When Orym...
Oh, so let me ask you this.
Yes.
So I pulled the pulled my sword out of my Scabbard of Sacred Might. And I get... the next attack you make with that weapon before the end of your next turn deals radiant damage instead of its normal damage.
Okay.
So because I use that action point, does that mean that I, because it's my next attack before the...
Stab was the next attack. When you stabbed these guys?
No, that was my first attack.
Which was your next attack.
Your next attack after pulling out the sword.
You pull out your sword.
Oh, okay.
And you attacked with it.
Yep.
That dealt radiant damage.
I can definitely see Stephen's interpretation, though.
Yeah, because it says, use the power when you attack with a weapon most recently sheathed in the scabbard. The next attack you make with that weapon before the end of your next turn deals radiant damage instead of its normal damage. So, so does that make a difference that this was radiant damage then? Okay. All right, then. That answers my question. And for some reason, as I explain this, what happened, all I remember is diving at something and then saying, why would I dive? I'm Morum.
Right.
Flip kick up, hack slash at the birds. Mm-hmm. The birds swarm around me. I do a twirl out or a shift out and just a nice little twirl.
Right.
And then thunder wave the other guys.
Okay. As you thunder wave, the birds get scattered a little bit and that guy gets scattered. Basically, as he flies backwards, he breaks up into lots of little colorful glowing particles, and you see this trail of energy that appears to be linking that to Randus, because he's his prey, and it will like zap itself over to where Randus is and reconstitute himself.
Oh no!
Adjacent to him.
That sucks.
That kind of not really. That doesn't change my that.
That was pretty awesome, actually.
I mean, it was, but I mean, it totally sucks.
No. Magnetic death.
Oh, there's an issue.
Yes, that's that fine. That's fine.
Mild problem.
I'll just go over here.
We could just grab one of these use while he's in there.
That's fine.
And if you want to actually put him in there.
Now, unfortunately, he doesn't.
Dang it.
Take any damage.
That
being...
does change my plans.
No. Actually, I'll just keep him back here.
Okay. Yay.
And let's see if he actually gets to do something when he does that.
No.
Totally.
Don't eat
Shouldn't
the red.
Be able to do something.
But it... Well.
Nope. It just teleports adjacent to its prey.
Okay. It sorches.
Okay. Top of the round.
Round. Hi.
Hi. Hey, look. Oh, you ended your turn there.
Yes, I did.
Take 10 damage.
Okay.
From beaks.
Now beaking.
From beaks, 65. Thunderwave. Okay. I did roll the damage on that. Yep. Okay. Yep. Done.
Okay. So, Hi will attempt to mark something here.
Which one is Hi?
The one that just shot across the battlefield.
Thank you.
Got his hands in the air as if he don't care.
Looks like the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Oh, he cared for just a moment. I saw it.
That's not a very good sign of apathy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
The penitent man kneels, however. Mm.
The penitent man.
It is going to try to... blah, blah, blah. Where is it?
Fish cakes.
Sunder from sight.
Oh, you too, eh?
Yep. Yeah, these two are the same thing.
So, when Trell disappears, she's still there.
Yes.
So if I would have used a close blast and she was in that blast, she would have gotten hit?
Yes.
Okay.
And as a character, he would not have allowed us to make a decision based on knowledge of her presence.
No, but I just wanted to... that's something that mechanically, she's still on the board and still in play. It's not like she's disappeared.
She still physically exists. We just don't remember her.
Right.
Right.
Can we see her?
No.
We cannot perceive her in any way.
I think I know what the next question is. Is the power says that allies can't target you, but I'm going to say that I would rule that as a strictly detrimental condition. That is to say, allies can target you when it would suck. Yep.
That's the way the powers work.
Does Trell know what condition she's in?
Trell knows that she's got some weird psychic field around her.
But it's going to take another turn before he can check in and see what condition her.
Ah, crap. Okay. I could have gotten out of all this mess for a while.
Yep. Anyway, let's try to sunder Randus from sight. Oh, that might hit. Let's see. 29 versus AC?
Yes.
Well, I got bad news for you.
Did you take the minus two because he's marked?
27 versus AC.
Yes. You got another minus two somewhere?
You don't have some team high five power or anything? But...
No, the minus two would still hit another.
I do have a minus two hidden that I just found.
24 damage?
Ow! Not quite
and
bloodied
another
yet.
Just arc of psychic energy washes out, and you guys, I guess at this point, actually this involves Trell too. Everybody who's not Randus forgets that Randus is there.
Whoa.
Even I forget some.
Yeah, that's a problem. You got a harness for that.
What are these things?
Yeah, speaking of which...
They are the golden kind.
I loved B. Arthur in that show.
Let's see. That is high. So next up is Trell.
Invisigirl.
Trell, take 5 damage because you are sundered from sight.
Indeed.
And now for your turn.
I have a question.
Yes.
She disappeared.
And you can tell me that Randus. Let's wait and see if it happens. What happens if she is killed to death by being sundered? Can we sight her?
Yeah, I would imagine that there's got to be some kind of... like the resonance has something to do with her own brain patterns, probably. So yeah, the moment that she breathes her last, you would be able to see her corpse.
But if she was down and unconscious...
Oh, probably not.
Okay.
Until wow. She saves.
You meanie.
So,
let's not think about that.
Yes, let's not consider right.
Twin that. Twin strike your prey.
Attack! We make holes in teeth.
Okay. All right. She is going to... Okay, I can't end my turn next to that form. Nice.
You're not going to be able to get away from it all that effectively.
No, I can't.
She's...
Believe in me. I'm very elfy.
Stealth ranger ninja elf.
Believe in me, person that doesn't remember me.
Sure.
Okay. I believe in the you that believes in me.
Twin strike.
I believe I'll have another beer.
Okay, she's going to sling her bow back... actually, I think she was hitting with blades before. That's all right.
She bladed.
All right. Give me 2 seconds. Hold on.
1-1,000.
2-1,000.
2-1,000.
Oh, good. There's
You're
two Robs
jerks.
Now.
Yes.
Did you just call me Rob?
Yes. He insulted you that much. Yes,
I will turn this Skype off, mister.
I will turn this Skype around.
I will take myself to
bed. It'll be E-Pikes.
What?
Thank you so much.
Please,
Ryan.
For the love of God, Adriana, when you got your powers, jump in. Don't let this just trail off.
It's the sirens. The sirens.
Oh.
I think it's dying.
What?
Okay.
You were just going down.
I live next to a fire station.
Oh, okay.
Literally.
Oh. Not in a bathroom.
We don't hear the sirens on our end, so we're just waiting.
Oh, okay.
I haven't seen so many sirens since the last time I played Grand Theft Auto.
Okay. All right.
I haven't seen someone. Never mind.
Trell is going Odyssey. To very literally do a bob and weave here. So she sinks her scimitar in, well, tries to sink her scimitar into this thing's maybe rib cage, maybe whatever. Whatever it's made out
they
of.
They got ribs.
Okay. Magical rib cage. That's what she's going for.
Magical golden ribs.
What are you using?
Made of our calcum.
She's using 2 wolf pounce.
Okay.
And so she's going to hit it once with her scimitar, once with her kukri, and then she's going to
pounce.
Move to the side as soon as I... Hold on.
It would be awesome if that 2 wolf pounce would go upgrade to a 3 wolf moon at level 12.
Wouldn't it?
Actually, it's got like I mean, technically, there's like three hits going on. Anyways, okay, so she slams a scimitar into this thing, and then she's going to shift around in the unshiftable terrain because she's so elfy, and going to hit the white swarm after that.
She walks on top of the
that
snow.
Sounds like a great plan. Let's take it one step at a time.
Yes.
And see how you do.
Yeah, walk on the snow, Legolas.
Give me a second. Okay, so this is two wolf pounce. First I make attack with the two weapons on my main target, which is my quarry gross man.
Okay.
All right, so that's this. First attack with the scimitar is... 26 versus AC.
That'll hit.
Okay. There's going to be a lot of rolling here. Okay. That's 13 damage on that.
Okay.
Roll a saving throw.
First attack. What?
You hit the guy that I hit with the Eyes of the Vestige. Roll a saving throw.
Do I do that right now?
Let's hang on to that. We'll do it at the end of the power.
All right.
It's on the stack.
Okay.
I'm going to put core damage on top of that one. That's four. Okay.
Four more?
So, there's lots more.
Okay.
Okay. So, Kukri attack.
What, did you add four more damage to that, did you say?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, crap. This, I'm supposed to roll like two d8s. Hold on. There's another d8. plus three.
So seven.
Sorry. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Kukri now. That's probably a miss. That's 21 versus AC.
21 versus AC will not hit.
Okay. All right. After attacking the primary target, you can shift two squares and make a secondary attack on another creature other than the primary target. So I want to shift away so that I end up not touching the swarm.
Darn.
It might not be possible. Cause I still
no, you, not it, if it, you it, want it, to attack.
You can basically forego your last attack to just shift, unless you have to end up adjacent. Does it say shift two squares and then make another attack, or does it say shift two squares till you're adjacent to a creature and then make another attack?
After attacking the primary target, you can shift two squares and make a secondary attack.
Okay, so you can shift two squares and forego that attack if you wanted.
If you want to get out
of it. I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Trying to figure out where the best place for me is. Why that, Rob?
Because it gets you away from the group, which is really what we need right now, is to be spreading out so the swarms can't be swarming all of us at the same time.
But I like being
I understand you like Team High Five, Brian. And it also lets you pull back a little further later so you can prime shot if we move around.
Let's do that.
Effectively.
She's on her little healthy toes and shifts over there.
Okay. Roll a saving throw.
Yeah.
Did she do the first one?
This is my first.
This is the one from hitting.
Okay.
She hasn't used her move or... Oh, you haven't used the move action yet, so you could shift still here, make your attack, and then use your move action to...
Shift away.
Get away.
Yeah, there's that too.
Okay. Let's do that.
So why attack not? The swarm?
Yes.
After you make your saving throw.
Unless you want to attack. Hi.
Saving throw or not?
Not yet.
Okay. All right. She's going to attack some birds with Kukri, which is awesome because it's a smaller blade attacking some birds.
Skewer them.
Yes.
Smaller blade attacking smaller creatures?
There's no bonus because these things are dazed, is there?
Yeah, they grant combat advantage.
Okay.
29 versus AC.
What?
Nice.
29 versus AC.
Oh, that'll hit.
Yay!
What was that surprise, Rodrigo?
Oh, it sounded like you were deflating.
What? What?
I think someone opened a soda, maybe?
29 versus...
29 versus...
Yeah. Like, literally all I heard was a hiss.
Okay, that's 14.
14?
You're doing it again.
I'm doing what? Am I hissing?
No.
I don't know.
I don't need this kind of pressure.
Okay, now roll a saving throw.
Okay, first saving throw. This one is the Ket present.
Yep.
10.
Beware Ket's bearing gifts.
Yay.
Thank you.
Hey, look, there's Trell.
The Odyssey tonight? Hey, whoa.
There are five.
Do we have any recollection disappearing and coming back, yes. Or has she always been there?
Do we remember not remembering?
Yes.
You've been hanging out with Randis too much.
Okay, what else?
Move action to move me over to that beautiful spot that Rob selected for me. Yes, perfect. Glorious, okay.
That I'm will bloody yes. low.
Yay.
Yeah.
Go.
I'll see you next turn, buddy.
Yeah. Should I go attack?
Is it an ad for Mr. Microphone?
Well, it's an ad for finishing cut.
Considering since I'll be next.
Okay. Done?
Yep, done.
Torque.
Yes. Where am I standing?
I forgot the torque.
Away from you're adjacent
to one.
He's
adjacent to the white swarm.
I'm adjacent to one. Is there any way for me to... No, there isn't. They're too far away.
To what?
There's no way for me to get to where I'm adjacent to more than one creature, is there?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
You can shift there.
You could shift
to your left.
Square. There, and you're adjacent to two action? Creatures. That would take your move action.
Mm. Unless you're doing some kind of a charge, right?
No. It's too close to charge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He could go charge that other one. That would be awesome.
Ow, ow, ow!
I'm gonna do that. No, not that. I'm going to do the thing that made sense.
Oh, okay.
Shift
I'm
here.
I'm going to charge a flock of birds. Move me to where charge. I might be able to hit more than one creature.
You are there.
You are there.
Okay, thank you. This is a new encounter, which means empower counters.
Encounter powers?
Yes. Thank you, Brian, for translating from Brianese. Yes.
So, sudden case
Fergies, thank you very much.
It was very strange. I was in taxing my Sinvert.
All right.
I am now going to Atura the Cretax, utilizing my sweeping blow, which will allow me to attack more than one creature. Ha ha.
Cool.
Ha ha.
Roll it. Does only target enemies, right?
Yeah.
That would be a nat 20.
Okay.
Yay. Oh.
So that would be 40 to AC.
See, I have you to blame for giving me the nat 1. Retroactively.
Does it hit?
It hits.
Okay. Since
he does more damage on a crit.
I had thought it was a daily power, but it's not. Furious Assault is an encounter.
Right.
Since I have hit, before I roll my volume here, I would like to utilize my Furious Assault.
Okay. Pick either High or the Swarm to use it on.
High.
Okay.
Or the Furious Assault.
Okay, go ahead and calculate out all your damage and tell me what it is. Don't roll Furious Assault yet, but do throw in your high crit for your weapon and everything.
This is going to take a moment because I forgot how to do it. Here we go. Okay, so the crit is... Son of a...
Where did... Do you have a plus 2 or a plus 3 weapon?
I have a plus 2. Ooh. Yes, plus 2.
So it should be 2d6.
2d6. So that's 12.
Plus your...
No. You roll that.
This is what you're going to be rolling. You got 2d6 from your crit off your weapon. And then because it's high crit, it'll give you an additional 2d12.
Mm-hmm.
So I roll 2d6.
And 2d12.
And 2d12. And then I get what?
And then you maximize the damage from the actual attack.
Which would be...
Is it one weapon or two weapon?
One weapon. So basically, 20. That would be... Hang on. My brain hurts. If I hit somebody one weapon, that's 12. Plus 6 is 18.
All right.
at the very top of, like, at the edge of the color in the card and below it, there should be an attack bonus and a damage bonus.
Correct.
Okay. What does the damage bonus say? Like, what does the what is the damage roll?
1d12 plus 8.
Okay. Right. So it's what's 12 plus 8?
20.
Plus.
Okay. Plus whatever you roll on 2d6 and 2d12.
2d6 is 5. 2d12 is 20. So, 45, and then one weapon additional for
57.
The one guy. Furious Assault means I roll.
He rolls it for the
1d12 plus 8, right?
Just the
1d12. Mm-hmm. 11.
Okay.
So, 45 for a flock of birds, and 56 for high.
Yep.
Lois, however, gets nothing.
And that's a burst attack. Which is awesome because of swarms.
Eh. These guys don't have that for some reason.
No.
That bloody's high.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
I think these guys are fragile heavy hitters.
So how many creatures are bloodied on the field now?
Two.
High is bloodied and yellow
low is bloodied.
But white is not bloodied.
Nope.
Hang on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
White is bloodied.
Okay.
So yellow is the only thing that's not bloodied on their side.
Yep. Let's see.
So high and low are bloodied and yellow is not?
Correct.
I thought we said that yellow was bloodied. Well, I'm bad. Both of those creatures will be marked, by the way. Okay.
Low had already been bloodied by Trell, and then you just bloodied high and white.
Cool.
And yellow isn't bloodied because Orm's the only one who's hit it.
Okay.
And
he didn't
blood?
Hit it with anything big.
Yes.
Okay. Good to know.
They're not just like venting plasma.
Well, I mean, it's like black and viscous, but it's recognizable as blood.
Okay.
That's like the worst Metallica help.
Done?
That's what I'm looking at. Is there... Does anyone see any... Does this look like a point where we need to action point, or should I hang on to that?
I would go ahead and hang on to it. For a little bit, unless you want to be able to shift away from the swarm so as not to take the extra damage.
Okay. Second wind is once per encounter as well, right? It's an encounter.
Yep,
counter.
Correct.
Can I use that as a minor? Or is that
No, that's a standard action.
Okay, I'm thinking of third wind. Let's see. I moved, did I not? Yes, I moved.
Yes.
I attacked. Yes, I did. I don't have any minors of note that I'm aware of. Yeah, my turn is up.
Okay, take 10 damage.
No.
From beaks.
Beaky, beak, beak.
Randus.
Is that affected by my super awesome arm?
Yes, it is. You are taking 10 damage instead of dying automatically.
Thank you. I guess.
There you go.
Well, since it worked out so well last time... This time I'm going to try to magic weapon punch against a high there.
Okay.
So,
you can do it.
Wow, that's a much better.
Did he hit you with sundering you from sight?
Yes.
I'll take 5 damage. I forgot about that part.
It's not quite bloodied still.
Carry on.
Okay. So that'll be a... Checking my bonus. 36 versus AC.
That'll hit.
Yay.
Hooray.
Yes.
Let's go, Randus. Let's go.
That'll be 11 damage.
Okay.
And 2 adjacent allies, so I assume they don't have to see or hear or know of me.
Guess not.
So they get +1 power bonus to AC and +4... power bonus to damage.
Plus one to AC.
To hit.
Attack.
To attack.
Plus one, plus four for their next turn. Who are those people?
You and me.
Yep.
Rockola.
So that's my standard. I will figure out which way I want to get out of here with.
Somewhere away.
Just disappear.
One. I suppose poof. That's...
just.
Can you use your poof?
I can blink out. I could move quite a bit too, but yeah, we'll just... fine. I'll blink out of existence for a turn.
Okay. Put a marker down.
Rah.
Go ahead and save versus being sundered from sight.
Nat 20.
All right.
Yay!
That may be.
That wasn't on the pop-o-matic.
That was not on the pop-o-matic. That,
That was a real die.
All right. So... Randa's disappears from time. You guys suddenly remember that Randa's exists.
Hey, where's Randa?
Yes, not there. But you have no idea.
Hey, wait a minute.
Yes.
Where's Randa?
Does he still do that awesome
thing where
he squashes down like an old TV warming up? And
yeah. Fortunately, though, when Trell freaks out about Randa's not being there, nobody can tell because nobody remembers that Trell's there.
Wait, I.
No, she saved against that.
Yeah.
Did you?
She's
yeah.
back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. What's this other thing on you?
On me?
Oh, no, no, I'm looking at the wrong thing.
Just the beakering, which I don't get now.
Yep.
Because that was bloody
me. Creatures have only been hitting you for 2 damage.
Disappearing from time and space is a good idea.
Maybe I should have healed. Oh, well.
Okay. It is Lowe's turn. It's going to try to recharge its sunder from sight. And it does.
Too bad it's prey. Oh, wait. Never mind.
No, it sprays right there.
Yeah, low. Wrong one.
And, yeah, it's going to try and remove her from your consciousness again by force.
This seems more like attack on us.
Yeah.
Maybe it should be.
Well... since it's her allies, I assume that it's an attack on her and then exploits her connection to her own emotions and ideas about you guys to hide her from your sight.
It's weird.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense to me. It
works. That's perfectly fine. Techno babble there, Wesley Crusher.
All right. So, Sunder from Sight on Trail. This will be a... 28 versus AC?
Yes.
Yes, I agree with the build.
These many? Because you're his prey?
These many?
Oh, come back. You take 17 damage, and you take ongoing 5 and are sundered from sight.
Okay.
Save ends both.
You just saved against that, too.
I know.
What a waste of a good roll.
I know.
Big me.
It's like, hey, guys. Bye, guys.
Hey! Aww. It's going to shift over here.
That's right. You stay adjacent to me.
It is easier for him to eat you that way.
Yeah, I like how they're both like, yeah, yeah.
You can't get away from me. You can't get away from me.
Yeah. And I do live in a trailer park with my moms.
They're both going, like, you're not locked in here with me.
Yeah.
We're locked in here with each other.
Yes. All right. Yellow Swarm, what are you doing all the way over there?
Swarming. How you doing? I tried being a yellow shawarma, but it was a lot hard.
Someone put a blanket over them.
There you go.
A swarm of mina birds.
They think it's died.
Ka-ka!
Let's see. Optimal swarm placement.
I'm pretty sure the yellow swarm fought Skip Skyhawk in issue 217.
Probably. Let's see.
Yeah. Pretty much looks like... Wait, which square is Torkin?
The one that's...
This one.
Yeah, that one.
The right there. No.
Yeah.
Depends on
either here or here.
Yeah.
Gets him adjacent
if to
two of us.
If you want Cat or Orm, basically.
Yeah, but no matter what, it's going to be attack of opportunity time.
For Tork?
No, for Orm. Which, you
or
know...
Cat.
Or Cat.
Hit him.
So, well...
So, yeah, it's going to move over here, and then move over here, provoking an attack of opportunity from Orm.
Melee basic attack?
Yep.
17 plus 17, 24, or 34 versus AC.
I'll hit.
Chop his head off.
Yes. Chop its head off.
13 damage.
Okay.
Nice.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. 17 damage.
Okay.
Go team high five.
Yay.
Yay.
No. Oh, never mind.
Okay. And now it will swarm attack.
Swarm.
Was at least one head chopped off?
Sure.
Yeah.
Actually, if there's one thing that's pretty well fixed is their heads. You know, they've got like shoulders and everything.
But so they're bifurcated.
Yeah, he can probably skewer one or maybe a couple like pretty easy. And then he's got like a golden bird kebab. And
how long does this bonus last?
Till the end of my next turn.
Okay.
Swarm attack on Tork and Orm. 29 versus AC.
I'm going to use an immediate interrupt.
Okay.
And I'm going to use my shield, which I'm hit by an attack, and I gain plus 4 bonus to my AC and reflex until the end of my next turn.
Did you prepare shield today?
It's an encounter power.
Yes. Did you prepare it?
Was one of the ones that was prepared.
Okay.
Yes.
So you didn't have like the other one that you expended?
Guardian Blades was not... Okay. Used in the last encounter.
Okay.
Hey.
All right. So does that put you at above 29?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Puts me at 30.
Torque, does that hit?
Matthew?
He may have had to run off again.
I'm back.
Okay.
It would hit, however, I'm going to use an immediate interrupt.
Okay.
Yay. I'm going to use my shielding girdle.
Nice.
And as Steven said a moment ago, when you would be hit, gain a plus 4 power bonus to AC until the end of your next turn, which means it will not hit.
Okay.
So the swarm actually attacked, and simultaneously, Tork and Orm spun and went shichwang.
Yep.
Orm with his mighty shield and Tork with his midsection.
Is that an encounter power or a daily power?
That's a daily item power, actually.
Right.
He's not there.
He's not there.
Yep.
All right. That's the yellow swarm. Ket.
Oh, hey. Curse.
You
the swarms,
Baron.
I think? So we know Randus exists, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But he's just not there.
Right.
Right. Trell is there, but does not exist.
Randus does exist.
So someone needs to deal with that thing. Eyes of the Vestige.
Which thing?
The thing that
No
one's tying up.
Okay.
Roll it.
Ouch.
14. No. 19. Versus anything.
No, it doesn't hit.
Lame sauce. Bad D20.
What else?
Minor. Standard.
Move.
The poor craftsman who blames his tools.
Concealment. Yeah. Okay, what else?
That's it.
Okay. White Swarm is dazed.
Oh, yeah.
What? But you know, has lots of friends to attack. So it's just going to do that. It's going to try to chomp Torgonorm.
Dang, dang, diggity, dang.
Yay, not being there.
This is probably not going to hit. +25 versus AC.
Miss.
Negative, and we both still have our +4.
You still have your +4.
Yep.
So hit negative even more than usual.
These birds are no match for your mighty shields. Will be the end of that. Orym's turn.
In a close blast 3, how many of those guys will I hit?
You can get these two or these two.
Oh. Yeah, because it has to be the center or the corner, doesn't it?
Okay. So why not?
I would say.
Well, because if he dropped it, so.
That's what I'm thinking.
Basically, he could. If he centered it on Torque, it would hit everything, including Torque.
1, 2, 3. Yeah, he could hit everything if he hit Torque.
If you put Torque in the middle.
So I have to hit Torque too?
Yeah.
To hit 3 of them, you have to hit all okay. 4 of them. All
right.
Yeah, to hit
well, I figured a Torque was going to be in it regardless.
Yeah, to hit 2 of them, you're going to have to hit Torque.
He wouldn't have to be.
Well. okay, so I'm going to drop my...
willing to live with friendly fire.
I'm going
to
use my Close Blast 3 Thunder Wave on everybody.
Okay.
Pretty bad. 17 versus 4 to 2...
18?
Plus 1.
18 versus Fortitude.
Yeah, not likely.
No. Okay.
You...
Boy, it would suck if I was the only one that hit.
Unfortunately, Torque's Fortitude is pretty decent.
Can I shift?
Not in there.
Okay.
You can teleport.
No, I've already used my face step as an encounter power.
In this encounter?
No, you haven't.
Yes, I did.
When?
No, I guess I didn't. I thought I used that.
No.
Maybe.
Oh, that was a you shift. Up that was shifted. A shifted.
Yeah. You've moved all of one square this fight.
Yeah.
All right, I will teleport out of their 5. Pick 5 some way that direction.
Pick 5.
Poof.
And that
hey,
will
you know, now that you faced up in the Feywild, you can see all the crap that's hitting you. It's mostly vines and thorns and stuff like that as you tumble around and then appear on the other side.
Is this really been the first time?
Okay. Yes.
Wow.
Or if it hasn't, we just didn't address it.
Yeah.
Say what?
Does that power require that he go all 5, or is it up to 5?
Up to 5.
Okay.
But I want to move away so I can use more of my ranged...
sure. I just didn't know if it was something that only... It's like, you know, like a night shift where you have to go 1 up and 3 over.
If you teleported to the other side and adjacent to that other guy, couldn't you take a free attack on him?
This one does... It's only... If I do face step, it's only teleport.
Okay.
Now
check your feats.
Yes. Make basic attack after a face step. Yeah.
You could go
flank.
Anywhere you're going to go
will get you back.
You could go here and you wouldn't be next to either of these guys, but you don't get the flank. You could go here and flank him.
Yeah, but I'd be next to the
bird. But you'd be next to the bird, or you could go here and flank
him. If he goes flanks pink, can he get the combat?
Flank pink.
No, can't.
Why not?
She doesn't exist.
Well, does she?
Right?
She'll go before.
Well, he can go attack it.
Yeah, I can still attack it.
And would he still get to flanking?
And that's a basic melee attack.
Okay. It's still distracted, oddly.
Yes, he is being flanked. He's granting combat advantage.
Even if Orym doesn't know it.
Right.
So this
he
plus
knows
2.
That the creature is oddly distracted.
Plus 2, plus 1, so.
Take advantage of this fact.
8, 9 plus 17 is, what is that, 25, right?
Yes. No. 9 26, plus 17 would be 26.
Because of the flank.
No. 8 plus 1 is 9 plus 17 is 26.
Is 17
versus
your base
AC,
attack?
Yes.
It's plus 2 more.
Okay.
Because of the flank.
Right. Okay.
So 28.
28 versus AC.
Oh, hit.
Which was unnecessary.
That's a plus 1 for mine.
Yes, yeah, okay. That's the 8, 9.
Just making sure.
That is 16. That's 20 damage.
Okay.
Nice.
Oh,
it's a bat symbol.
1d8 plus 10.
What?
Plus 4. Yes, 20.
Nothing, nothing. Let's just keep going. Okay.
End of turn.
I thought it was a jack-o'-lantern.
Top of the round.
Well, I think it's time that we take a break in the action. I know everybody hates that when we do that right in the middle of a battle, but it's either you get ongoing episodes every week, or you get 2 or 3 weeks without episodes. And unfortunately, Rodrigo, people hate it when we have long delays between episodes.
It's okay. There's lots of stuff people hate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, before we go, can I ask you a question? I mean, we're kind of in a we're in this situation, but can I ask a GM question or a Rodrigo question?
Yeah.
Since you're skinning all of these animals or skinning all these monsters,
mm-hmm.
Do you ever take the same monster and reskin it as a different creature? Like, do you take a goblin and skin it as a monster creature 1 and then also reskin it as monster creature 2, so for our appearances?
I haven't done that for critical hit.
Okay, but you've done that before.
But I have used the same monsters over multiple games, especially when we were just getting started.
Right.
Because
there's Teichman.
That Brian hates. There's a bell curve mm-hmm. for monsters as far like as related to level. Mm-hmm. So in the middle levels, like basically between the end of heroic and all of Paragon and the beginning of Epic tier, that's where all of the monsters live.
Mm-hmm.
So we were having multiple low heroic level sessions. So at when the game first came out,
right.
So the amount of monsters was very low. So yes, I did used to do that, and they would be, you know, city guards or I don't know, like just little guys with wheels that just had a big mallet. And they would all go after Brian.
Oh, okay. All right, but they were the same creature.
They were the same creature.
Okay,
yes.
Cool.
But,
I
haven't done that on critical hit because I figure that
we'll catch.
Especially
on.
Now, there's plenty of monsters, and B, I mean, part of the deal of combat is you guys figuring out the mechanics of the monsters themselves,
right?
And if I use the same monster, you guys will probably figure out very quickly, or potentially really hate yourselves afterwards when you realize that it's a monster you've already fought and totally didn't catch it.
All right, well,
we already fought this weasel because it looks just like an eel.
Right. Yeah. All right, well, listeners, if you have any questions about Critical Hit, send them to podcast@majorspoilers.com. And next time, we'll continue with our combat and see if we win or if we lose. Who knows? But here's hoping all of our dice rolls are critical hits.
Yes, all of us.
Except for Rodrigo.
Yay.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there!